Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 29th, 2019, 1:31 p.m. We are on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Judge Hall is a minister, and I'm going to ask him to do the invocation for us today.
Let us bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for the many blessings that you bestowed upon each and every one of us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over us while we slumbered and slept on last night. And thank you for waking us up to see this day, the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just bless all the citizens of this great country. We ask that you bless all the citizens of this great state, this great county. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just bless all our political leaders. We ask that you just continue to guide and keep each and every one of them. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just bless all the employees of Jefferson County. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just bind us in one band of Christian love, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you just continue to guide us and keep us. Heavenly Father, we ask for a special blessing for Tina Benoit. Heavenly Father, she has given 28 years of service to this county. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you just continue to bless her, stand by her, stand with her, and continue to let her be of service to mankind. These and many blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge of allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin the agenda today a little bit out of order. Under County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Tina Benoit for 28 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County and to the citizens, wishing her well in her retirement. Under Maintenance, item A, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Jerome Brown for his 17 years and 9 months of service to Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And under Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Harold L. Garner for 13 years and 3 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. The motion on those items.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Benoit, if you'll come up to the podium. This resolution reads, whereas Tina Benoit has devoted 28 years of her life to judges, attorneys, bondsmen, and staff in the criminal courts of Jefferson County, whereas Tina has served admirably in the position as the road and court coordinator for the District and County Courts of Law for 11 years under Judge Larry Gibbs, Judge Leonard Giblin, Judge Harold Placella, late Judge John Paul Davis, and late Judge Charles Carver. In 2002, she became the court coordinator for Judge Lukey Flores in County Court of Law Number 2, until his untimely passing on April 21st, 2015. She served under Judge Corey Crenshaw until Judge Holmes was elected in 2016, and she's remained as court coordinator. She's also the bail bond board administrator for Jefferson County for 12 years and a member of the Texas Association for Court Administration for 26 years. She has dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of scheduling dockets, preparing legal court documents, working closely with the judges, bondsmen, attorneys, and their staff. She is loved and will be sorely missed by our co-workers. Now, therefore, be resolved the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County is hereby honor and commend Tina for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Anything you'd like to say? People who are here with you.
I have two of my daughters with me. I have one on the other side in Fort Worth watching. And I have my nephew and my mother and my two of my granddaughters and my sister-in-law and my boyfriend.
And all of
I've gone to church together for years, and she's always been a pleasure to be around. And loved by everyone in the courthouse, and I know that she will be sorely missed, but we are wishing you a long and happy retirement. And we want TCDRS to make sure your payments are timely so you can make your pass.
Must be the treasurer.
I thought the room was going to be here today. Not here either. Well, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is receive file bids for term contract for herbicide for the Jackbrook Regional Airport. Item B is consider and approve execute receive file and agree with LexisNexis in Jefferson County for advanced online access subscription for the 136 district court for a 1-year term. And a monthly cost is $76 for 2 years. We have a motion on those items.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Sinodal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under community supervision, we have one item to receive file the annual budget report as required by the Texas Government Code, which includes reports for the TDCJ basic funding, intervention and pretrial, women's center, community service, restitution, mental health initiative, and specialized caseload, ID. We have a motion on that item.
So act second. What does a pretrial do? You know, Judge?
They're really not active. I think that's just part of the, because it's moved by Commissioner Sinodal, second by Commissioner Alford. I think it's just part of community supervision and corrections. I don't think it's anything associated with the county.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county auditor. Item A is consider an approved budget amendment for district attorney to replace 2 vehicles, which is in the amount of $60,416. Item B will be tabled because it's covered by an addendum item. Item C is to receive and file an financial and operating statement for county funds for the month ending June 30th, 2019. Item D is consider an approved electronic disbursement for $642,086.89 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 461722 through 461947. Via addendum. Item F is consider an approved budget transfer for indigent health for additional cost for relief pharmacists in the amount of $4,500. Item G is consider an approved budget transfer for voter registration for additional cost for farms in the amount of $2,500. We have a motion on those items under audit.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Hall.
Let me ask a question on the automobiles. Have we got those cleared through Joe?
Yeah, those were both ranked four.
Yeah, those, we were trying to take advantage of the price before the price went out.
Gotcha.
We waited until the new budget year, the cost went from $30,000 a piece to $35,600 a piece, I think.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, they have it under human resources. We have one item consider brought to approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 9 days for Evelyn Nelson, detention officer with the correctional facility, effective July 25th, 2019. Do you have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Sinodal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the only other addendum was County Commissioner's item B, which will be tabled. And that creates a complete regular agenda. Is there anything you remember the court to bring the attention of the public without a paper? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.
Yes. Just want to let everybody know that team of party is at 2 o'clock in Dr. Boyd Law number 2. Everybody's invited.
Yeah.
Second.